Everything's good. Everything good. Just out here working out, out there on field drills, catching the ball and running through plays with the offense. So everything's going pretty good right now.
A lot of turnover, free agency, draft is done. Sorry. That kind of gets you excited about what they've done here, gets you excited about what's to come for this team this season?
Of course, this is the first time since I've been here that I've seen Tennessee really step up like that as far as in free agency and get so many guys. It's been years where we probably got one or two guys in free agency, and this year we stepped up and got a lot of guys and then solidified it with getting some great draft picks in the draft. So it's something to look forward to.
They brought in a guy to help you, play with you, push you, whatever. How do you view Sean Green being here?
Everybody needs a backup running back and things like that. I'm sure they seen a lot of good things in him, and hopefully he can come in and help this team.
How many touches do you think you'll take away from your CJ? Dell called plays at the end of last season. Do you see things changing, or do you think it's going to be a lot like it was at the end of last season?
No, I think a lot of things changing. When Dell came in, he didn't have time to really sit there and put plays in and do his own thing. It was a situation where they threw him in a fight and he had to do what he can do. But just as far as these first couple weeks being out there and seeing the type of things we've been doing, I feel positive about things.
Just give us a little bit of a hint about any changes. I mean, dramatic, or is it sort of the same stuff done a different way?
No, it's a whole totally different offense coordinator. We learning, basically we learning a new playbook right now. And there's a lot of different things going in, so situation is something to be that we should have a good time doing.
I was gonna say, is it something you feel will help you be more consistently effective this fall?
Yeah, I can say that because last year, basically when Palmer was here, it basically was trying to turn into basically like a passing team, and just coming in this year and stuff like that, knowing it's gonna be a run first offense. I'm not sure. We've been 2 weeks now, haven't really went over the whole playbook or whatever, so it's something to just keep paying attention to and see how it goes.
Which new addition to the team are you most excited about?
Like I said, the offensive line.
I was going to say, you tweeted, thank God when Warmack was drafted. Tell us why you were so excited to see him.
Basically, just from seeing last year and going through the season, we ended up playing with one star in offensive lineman, so we kept changing the whole lineup in the offensive line through the whole year. In a situation not just being able to say we got some star offensive line, we got depth to it. So if something was to happen, we shouldn't lose a step.
You're satisfied that this thing sticks, the offensive line situation has been fixed and everything's ready to roll now?
I can't even say I'm satisfied. We haven't played any games yet, so I don't know how it's going to turn out.
But it looked promising with LaVitra and once you get to see Warmack in person here?
Yeah, of course it looks good. Everything looks good on paper, but we can't sit here and just feel like we done what it take. We got to go out there and prove it.
When they're using you, your best, how is that? When they're using you for your best, how are they using you?
Basically just giving me the touches. Just since I've been here, I've always been getting touches. If I'm getting 10, 12 carries a game, I really can't do nothing with that, but Dow has had a whole offseason to get the playbook right, and we got a lot of good weapons, so I think he's going to do a good job.
Is that getting you out in space more?
Everything.
How excited is it? I mean, it's an offense, going to be, I know you don't have Hunter, those guys are rookies here, but I mean, know the weapons that you guys are going to have to be able to throw.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I feel like the things that we have done, it have gave us a chance to take the next step, but like I've been saying, we still got a lot of work to do. Everything looks good on paper. We got to still go out there and work hard and improve it on Sundays. I think we're kind of close to the team that we had my rookie year. We had a very good team my rookie year. So, and I seen what we went out there and did and all those. So, that's a question I couldn't answer until once we get in the season.
Rushing yards then?
I ain't got no position.
can you talk about how you established the rhythm with the offensive line as a rookie and how with such changes happening? How are you going to go about that?
You know, just a lot of work coming in here. My rookie year, doing my off-season program and going through OTAs and training camp. Basically, you got to go through those things to get in the rhythm. And once we got in the rhythm that year, we just continued to run the ball. We had me and Lindell, and we at least ran the ball at least 30 times every game. So that helped us stay in the rhythm.
In your mind, is a playoff berth the only thing that's acceptable around here this year?
Yeah, we haven't been in the playoffs since my rookie year. So if we don't make the playoffs, everything that we done did don't matter.
You talked a little bit about Dow implementing a new offense and stuff. Have you sat down with him, and have you guys had conversations just about your role and what he wants to see from you?
Nah, I haven't really sat down and talked to him. I've talked to my running back coach, and I talked to Coach Munchak or whatever, but haven't had a chance to sit down with Dow yet. It's still early in the off season, so I'm sure we'll get around to that.
Basically,
that they're going to need me in order for us to win and make the playoffs and stuff. It's going to need me on the field and off the field, stepping up, being a leader and stuff.
How has it been getting to meet your new running backs coach and getting, you know, familiar with him? How's that looking so far?
Oh, it's pretty good. Seems like he knows what he's talking about, and we done talked about some adjustments on things I do and some things he like that I do. And I just think he's a very good coach.